First public hearing is conditional use number 1958, Omar Road LLC.
Yes, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for warehousing and relocation of a helicopter pad as extension to conditional use number 1679, the application for an office and warehousing, and conditional use number 1858, an application for a helicopter landing site private to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.46 acres, more or less, lying north of Omar Road, also known as Route 54, approximately 1,692 feet east of the intersection of Omar Road and Dukes Road, also known as Road 354, and being identified as tax map ID 433, map 7, parcels 15.01 and 15.02. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. They were provided by the applicant when they made application. Just for a little history of this site, the property has been approved for two previous conditional use applications as referenced in the advertisement. Conditional use 1679 for an office and warehousing, conditional use 1858 for a helicopter landing site private. The applicants are proposing to add additional warehousing and to slightly relocate the helicopter pad. Copies of ordinance numbers 1894 for conditional use number 1679 and ordinance number 2149 for conditional use number 1858 can be made available. I've got a copy here at this end of the podium. The original applicant, when they came in and applied a month or so ago, they were applying for the warehousing and office. I added the helicopter landing site because it's being relocated just to protect the record so that being it was being moved, there wouldn't be a question. We did receive comments from DLDOT in the form of a support facility report on December 10th of 2012. They referenced that a traffic impact study is not recommended. The current level of service C of Omar Road will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They provided a memorandum on February 21st, 2013. And references that the site is located in the Dagsborough-Frankfort planning area, that that sewer service has not been extended to this area at this time, that an on-site septic system would be utilized, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the Dagsborough-Frankfort planning study will be required, that the parcel is in a planning area for sewer service, that when sewer service is provided to the area, connection is mandatory, that the county does not have a schedule at this time to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application?
Good evening. My name is Ron Sutton. I'm with Civil Engineering Associates. Our address is 55 West Main Street, Middletown, Delaware, 19709. I'm here representing Omar Road LLC. My client is proposing to construct additional warehouse space, approximately 10,700 square feet, with a minor relocation of his helipad. The purpose of the expansion is because he's expanding his business, hopefully hiring a few new people. He keeps one of the cleanest sites I think I've ever seen for a landscaping business. He keeps all of his trucks, all of his equipment inside the warehouses, and that's the reason or the need for new warehouse space. Everything's parked inside at night. Everything's clean. It's very pristine. Stormwater management will be handled by the existing pond. We're going to be adding a couple of catch basins just to pick up some water as well.
If I could just interrupt you for a second.
Sure.
I understand that you are the engineer for the project?
Yes, sir.
Okay. For the record, because you're testifying as an expert, we would need you to state your qualifications. Assume you're a registered professional engineer.
Yes,
so
sir.
On and so forth. Okay. You need to say it.
I am a registered professional engineer in the state of Delaware.
Good. How many years have you been practicing?
I have been practicing as a registered professional engineer for 8 years.
Outstanding.
I have 23 years of engineering and construction experience.
Okay. That's all we need.
Okay.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay.
He passes.
Yeah.
This is really a quite simple, a very simple project. You know, we're not putting in a new entrance. The existing entrance will suffice for the additional warehouse space. As we heard, DelDOT doesn't require a traffic impact study. There will be no additional upgrades needed to the entrance or to the Omar Road. I think it's really a pretty straightforward request.
Okay. All right, then. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Ross.
So I agree. I rode by the site. It's very well maintained, and I thank your client for doing that. You mentioned adding additional employees. This impacts the parking requirements. Do you know how many number of employees would be added?
All right, sir, if you're going to testify, I need you to come up and give us your name and address, please.
This is Mr. Herker.
Well, we're going to let him tell us that. Okay?
Understood.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is George Herker. I'm located in two locations, actually. One down here in Ocean View, Delaware at 30149 Cedar Neck Road. And I also have a home in Wawa, PA.
Okay.
That's 230 Wawa, PA.
All right, sir.
And how many additional employees are you anticipating?
You know, considering the growth in the last 3-4 years since we've had the existing building, we've probably progressed to about maybe 8 to maybe 11 new employees. And if we build this new facility, we may be talking somewhere between the same, I'm guessing, give or take.
So you're
it's going to be additional trucks and equipment.
And 16 and 20?
Could be, yeah, up to 20.
And then the conditions of use that are already on the property, are you asking for any changes in those conditions or amendments other than building the 10,000 square foot building?
No, I'm not, sir. It's basically the same building that's there. It's a mirror image of it, just to house our trucks and equipment.
Well, like I said, very well maintained, and I thank you for doing that. No further questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. And Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I just to clarify for the record, this is for your own business. It's not for renting out storage to any other businesses.
This is entirely for our company that we had started down here maybe 8 years ago.
Okay. And no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
All my questions have been answered.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1958, Omar Road, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1958? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.